MoneyGram named Anchor Validator for Stripe-backed Tempo blockchain. MoneyGram has been named the Anchor Remittance Validator for Tempo, the Stripe and Paradigm-backed Layer 1 blockchain, and will integrate stablecoin settlement into its global payment flows. CoinMarketCap flagged the announcement on May 21, 2026. The role gives one of the largest legacy money transfer networks a direct seat on a crypto-native rail being built by two of the most influential firms in fintech and crypto venture. For MoneyGram, it is the firmest commitment yet to settle cross-border transactions on a public blockchain, rather than through traditional correspondent banks, a legacy remittance giant on a new rail. MoneyGram operates a retail and digital remittance network that touches more than 200 countries and territories. Its core economics are built around correspondent banking relationships, FX conversion, and a global cash-out footprint. Bringing that volume onto a single L1 changes the cost structure of every transaction that flows through it. Being named the Anchor Remittance Validator carries two implications. The first is operational. MoneyGram will run validator infrastructure on Tempo, participating directly in block production and settlement finality. The second is commercial. Stablecoin settlement will be integrated into MoneyGram's payment flows, meaning end-user transfers can be cleared in stablecoins on Tempo, rather than pass through SWIFT and correspondent legs. The company has not publicly disclosed which stablecoin will anchor settlement, how validator economics will be structured, or what share of its existing remittance volume will move on-chain in the first phase. Those are the questions worth watching as the rollout details emerge. Tempo's pitch and its backers. Tempo is positioned as a payments-focused L1, with Stripe and Paradigm anchoring its development and capital base. Stripe's involvement is the more striking signal. The payments giant has been steadily widening its crypto footprint, from its Bridge stablecoin acquisition to expanded stablecoin payouts for global merchants. Backing an L1 designed around payments is the next step in owning the rail rather than the integration layer. Paradigm brings deep protocol expertise and an investor network across stablecoins, settlement, and infrastructure. Together, the two backers give Tempo something most new L1s lack at launch: a credible distribution story into actual payment flows rather than a speculative DeFi ecosystem chasing TVL. Naming MoneyGram as Anchor Validator is the kind of integration that gives a new chain real volume on day one. The company processed billions in cross-border transfers last year, and even a small percentage moving on-chain would put Tempo ahead of most payment-focused chains by transaction count. Stablecoins keep eating remittance. The MoneyGram move sits inside a wider shift. Stablecoin supply just hit a record $323 billion, with much of the marginal growth tied to payments and cross-border use rather than trading. Issuers and corridors have been quietly absorbing remittance volume that used to flow through Western Union, MoneyGram, and bank wires. Until now, the standard story was that crypto-native firms were taking share from incumbents. The Tempo integration flips that framing. MoneyGram is choosing to settle on a public chain itself, capturing the cost savings and programmability rather than ceding the corridor to a competitor. It also lines up with other recent moves. AllUnity has announced plans for a Swedish krona stablecoin pushed into agentic AI payments. Bank of England consultations are floating near 24/7 settlement windows. The general direction is clear. Settlement is moving toward stablecoins and tokenized money on faster rails, and the institutional players who used to sit on the sidelines are now picking a chain. Implications for the broader payment stack. For competitors in the remittance business, the timeline pressure just shortened. If MoneyGram can pass on a meaningful share of the cost savings from stablecoin settlement, retail remittance fees in the corridors it serves come under pressure. Players that rely entirely on correspondent banking will have a harder time defending fee tiers in popular send routes. For crypto card and on-chain spending products, the read-through is more subtle. A larger pool of stablecoins moving through MoneyGram's last-mile network means more cash-out and cash-in points worldwide that can interact with stablecoin balances. That improves the practical utility of holding USDC or USDT in a wallet, particularly in corridors where local off-ramps have been thin. For Tempo itself, the announcement raises the bar for what it has to ship next. Anchor validator partnerships of this size attract scrutiny on uptime, finality, and validator economics. The chain's credibility now rides on whether the integration actually moves volume, rather than sitting as a press release relationship.